But courage, I will not pause either to accuse or opine. I know poetry is not dead, nor genius lost, nor has mammon gained power over either to bind or slay. They will both assert their existence, their presence, their liberty and strength again one day. Powerful angels, safe in heaven, they smile when sordid souls triumph, and feeble ones weep over their destruction. Poetry destroyed, genius banished. No, mediocrity, no. Do not let envy prompt you to the thought. No, they not only live, but reign and redeem, and without their divine influence spread everywhere, you would be in hell, the hell of your own meanness. While I was eagerly glancing at the bright pages of Marmion, for Marmion it was, St. John stooped to examine my drawing. His tall figure sprang erect again with a start. He said nothing. I looked up at him. He shunned my eye. I knew his thoughts well and could read his heart plainly. At the moment I felt calmer and cooler than he. I had then temporarily the advantage of him, and I conceived an inclination to do him some good, if I could. With all his firmness and self-control, thought I, he tasks himself too far, locks every feeling and pang within, expresses, confesses, imparts nothing. I'm sure it would benefit him to talk a little about this sweet Rosamond, whom he thinks he ought not to marry. I will make him talk.